It also says the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
同时讲到耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
We will find today that Jonah knows something about the mercy of God.
我们今天可以学到约拿他了解神的这些怜悯。
And Jonah knows the Lord.
约拿他也认识神。
In the Old Testament, we have many accounts, and those many accounts speak of God.
在旧约里面，我们有许多的地方谈到神。
The Old Testament talks about how God deals with the children of Israel.
以及神如何来跟以色列人的一些互动。
How God deals and loves his people.
如何神是如何爱他的子民。
You'll find in Scripture Matthew 23:23, the last part of the verse.
你在马太福音23:23的最后这一部分你可以看到。
Jesus says, the weightier matters of the law, that would be the Old Testament. The weightier matters of the law, the Old Testament.
当耶稣讲到说在你们当中更重要的是你们当行的事，这些指的就是旧约的部分。
So you find judgment, mercy, and faith.
所以你会看见公义、怜悯以及信实。
So when studying the Old Testament, look for mercy, judgment, and faith.
所以当我们学习旧约的时候，我们就是特别注意神的公义、怜悯以及他的信实。
And that's the important thing of the law.
那是特别在律法里面最重要的部分。
God loves judgment.
神喜欢公义。
God loves mercy.
神也喜欢怜悯。
And God loves faith.
神也喜欢信实。
Also, Jesus spoke of Jonah.
耶稣他也提到约拿。
People think, or it's tried to been said, that Jonah is not true, or not entirely true.
有人说约拿他并不真实。
But Jesus says it is true about Jonah.
耶稣说约拿这是真实的。
Jesus spoke about Jonah.
耶稣谈到约拿的事。
And there he said, a wicked and adulterous generation in Matthew 16:4, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign.
在马太福音16:4他说一个邪恶淫乱的世代求神迹。
But there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah.
除了约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。
So there you have Jesus speaking about Jonah as a prophet.
在这里，耶稣谈到约拿是一个先知。
A prophet of God.
是一个神的先知。
Also in Luke, Jesus is speaking. In Luke 11:30.For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall the son of man be to this generation.
这里提到约拿怎样成为尼尼微人成了神迹，人子也要照样成为这世代人的神迹。
So Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites.
约拿是尼尼微人的。他们的神迹。
Jesus is a sign to the children of Israel when he walked the face of this earth.
可是耶稣他是以色列人这个世代他们的神迹。
Jesus was a sign to that generation.
耶稣也是那个整个世代的神迹。
So, on these scriptures, we find that Jesus, the words of Jesus, Jonah is a prophet, and Jonah is a sign unto the Ninevites.
所以在耶稣他谈到约拿，他谈到两件事，第一个是约拿他是一个先知，第二个他谈到约拿是尼尼微人的神迹。
Also, Jesus went on to say about the Ninevite will rise up in judgment with this generation.
对，耶稣他继续说到这个尼尼微人呢，他们在这个世代的定罪的事情。
And because the Ninevites will rise up in judgment,
因为尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪。
It will judge the people who did not receive the Lord.
他会审判那些不接受主的人。
The scripture says in Luke 11:32, the men of Ninevite shall rise up in the judgment with this generation.
在路加福音十一章三十二节，他说，当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪。
And shall condemn it.For they repented at the preaching of Jonah.
因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的就悔改了。
And behold, a greater than Jonah is here.
看啊，在这里有一人比约拿更大。
Who is this that's greater than Jonah?
谁是这位比约拿更大的人呢？
Who is that?
谁是谁呢？
That's Jesus.
那就是耶稣。Jesus. 那就是耶稣。
Jesus is greater than Jonah.
耶稣是比约拿更大的那一位。
Now the wickedness of Nineveh,
关于尼尼微的恶行
had come up before the Lord.
已经来到神的面前。
And God wanted to send a message to Nineveh.
因此神希望送一个信息给去告诉这些尼尼微的人。
So God looked for a man to give a message to Nineveh.
就把这个消息带给尼尼微。
And God had a prophet.
神他有一位先知。
So God spoke to Jonah.
神晓谕约拿。
So there in Jonah, it says, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah.
因此在约拿书他说耶和华的话临到约拿。
In verse 2, arise and go to Nineveh.
第二节他说你起来往尼尼微大城去。
That great city.
那大的城。
And cry against it.
向其中的居民呼喊。
For their wickedness has come up before me.
因为他们的恶达到我面前。
God saw the wickedness of Nineveh.
神已经看见尼尼微的恶。
But God also saw the people.
神也同样看到尼尼微的人。
So God sent a prophet.
所以神送了，差遣了一位先知。
For Nineveh.
到尼尼微去。
But we know the story of Jonah. Jonah rose up.To go to flee to Tarsus.
我们知道约拿的故事，约拿起来之后，他却往他斯去躲避耶和华。
From the presence of the Lord.
去躲避耶和华。
And he went down to Joppa.
他下到约帕去。
And he found the ship going to Tarsus.
他找到了一艘船是要往他斯去的。
And he paid the fare.
他就给了船价。
He had to pay money to go away from God.
他必须付这个代价，他才能够跑离开神。
There's a price for sin.
为了这些罪必须付上一个代价。
Sin cost you something.
我们的罪会要我们失去一些东西。
Jonah, he had to pay the fare to go away from Jonah, or to go away from God.
约拿他必须付上他的代价才能够远离神。
The price of sin cost more than just Jonah.
这个罪恶的代价远超过约拿。
We'll find that the men on the ship, the ship captain and his ship had to pay a price for sin.
我们看见那艘船，还有那艘船上面的船长，他们都需要付上一些代价。
So sin cost Jonah, and it also cost the people around Jonah.
所以这个罪，它不只是让约拿付上代价。他还让约拿周围的人也一起要付上代价。
So he was going from the presence of the Lord.
所以他从神的面前。
In verse 4, the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea.
到了第四节，他说，耶和华使海中起了大风。
And there was a mighty tempest in the sea.
海浪大作。
So that the ship was like to be broken.
甚至船几乎要破坏。
Now, years ago, I went on a sailing and snorkeling trip when I was in Florida with my brother.
几年前我到佛罗里达跟我的弟兄在那边做一些坐帆船和一些潜伏的一些活动。
The little sailing ship and the owner of the ship, the captain of the ship.
在那边有一艘帆船以及帆船的这个船长。
He had sailed his ship from the east coast up by New England down to Florida.
他从新英格兰呢开着他的船呢一直到开到佛罗里达去。
He said, there are no atheists on the sea.
他说在海上从来没有发现有无神论者。
And you'll find in this scripture here that there are people, the shipmen, call upon their God.
你可以看见这里面讲到这些船上的船员他们都呼叫他们自己的神。
And here you find in verse 5, chapter 1,
在第一章第五节你可以看到
The mariners were afraid.
这些水手便惧怕。
And cried every man unto his God.
个人哀求自己的神。
And cast forth the wares that were on the ship into the sea.
他们将船上的货物抛在海中。
To lighten it of them.
为要使船轻一些。
So there's the price of sin.
这就是为罪所付上的一些代价。
The cargo of that ship was thrown overboard.
船上的货物必须丢到海中。
But where was Jonah?
但是约拿在哪呢？
The shipmaster came to Jonah, it says in verse 6.The shipmaster came to him and said,
到了第六节，船主到他那里对他说，
What meanest thou, O sleeper?
你这沉睡的人啊，为何这样呢？
Call upon thy God.
起来求告你的神。
If so be that God will think upon us that we perish not.
或者神会顾念我们，使我们不致灭亡。
Now, was this ship captain a preacher?
这个船长他是一个牧师吗？
It's a pretty good message.
这是一个非常强的一个宣告。
What did this ship captain believe?
这个船长他相信什么呢？
What did he believe?
他所相信的。
He said, call upon thy God, if so be, that God will think upon us, that we perish not.
他说求告你的神或者神顾念我们使我们不致灭亡。
That's what he believed.
这是他所相信的。
That's what he believed. He believed that.
这是他所相信的。
What do you believe?
那我们相信什么呢？
So Jonah, they asked Jonah questions.
他们问约拿问题。
He says, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause is this evil upon us?
他说，请你告诉我们，这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故呢？
What is thine occupation?
你以何事为业呢？
Whence comest thou?
你从哪里来呢？
What is thy country?
你是哪一国的呢？
And of what people art thou?
你是属哪一族的人？
And here's Jonah's testimony.
这里就是约拿他自己的见证。
And he said unto them,
他对他们说,
I am an Hebrew.
我是个希伯来人。
And I fear the Lord God of heaven.
我敬畏耶和华,那创造沧海旱地之天上的神。
Which made the sea and the dry land.
那创造沧海旱地之神。
Now when they heard this, these men were exceedingly afraid.
当他们听到这些话,他们非常的害怕。
And said unto them, unto Jonah,
你是便对约拿说,
Why hast thou done this?
你做的是什么事呢?
For the men knew he fled from the presence of the Lord.
因为他们已经知道他躲避耶和华。
Because he told them, Jonah told them.
因为约拿告诉了他们。
Then they said, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us?
于是他们就问他说，我们当向你怎样行，使海浪平静呢？
For the sea was wrought and tempestuous.
这话是因为海浪越发的翻腾。
And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea.
于是他对他们说，你们将我抬起来，抛在海中。
And so shall the sea be calm unto you.
海就平静了。
For I know that for my sake,
我知道你们遭着大风。
This great tempest is upon you.
是因为我的缘故。
Now this Jonah pronounced his own judgment.
这约拿呢，他宣告他自己的审判。
Jonah the prophet pronounced his own judgment upon himself.
约拿他自己宣告这样子的审判，对他自己的审判。
And he gave them a word that the sea would be calm to them.
他告诉他们这个海会平静了。
But Jonah pronounced a word, a judgment upon himself, and he gave them a promise that the sea would be calm unto those seamen.
因为约拿对他自己的审判就是将他抛在海中，然后他告诉他们说海就被平静了。
Now who is this Jonah?
那约拿是什么样的人呢？
Jonah pronounced judgment on himself.
约拿他自己对他自己的一个审判。
So that those shipmen,
那些的水手们,
would not perish.
不至于灭亡。
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督,
pronounced judgment on himself.
同样的，他也是对他自己的审判。
That you and I would not perish.
你和我因此不至于灭亡。
Jesus took our sin, our judgment, on himself.
耶稣把我们身上的审判拿着背在他自己的身上。
That we perish not.
所以我们就不至于灭亡。
So Jonah said, cast me forth into the sea.
所以约拿说将我抛在海中。
Now the men of the ship, they tried and tried, but they ended up that there was nothing they could do. So they took Jonah, and here they took Jonah in verse 15, they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea.
当这些水手们他尝尽了各样的方式都没有办法帮都没有办法奏效的时候呢他们最后就把约拿抬起来抛在海中。
And the sea ceased from her raging.
海的狂浪就此平静了。
You know, the sea calmed down just like Jonah had promised.
这个海的狂浪就平息，正如约拿所预言的。
Just like Jonah had said to them.
就好像约拿先头告诉他们的。
Now Jonah, he was cast in the sea. Was he a good swimmer?
约拿他是个游泳好手吗？当他们把他丢到海里面去的时候。
It was the middle of the ocean.
也就是在大海的当中。
But Jonah went overboard.
但是约拿却被丢到海里。
Now because of Jonah,
因为约拿,
the men of the ship,
这船上的这些水手们,
in verse 16,
在第十六节,
the men feared the Lord exceedingly,
这些人呢, 便大大的敬畏耶和华,
and offered sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows, made commitments,
向耶和华献祭, 并且许愿。
So now, instead of the shipmen calling upon their God, they're calling upon the God, the creator of heaven and earth.
哦，这些船上的水手们呢，他们不再向他们自己的神求告了，而是他们向耶和华来求告。
And they're offering sacrifice unto the Lord.
他们向耶和华来献祭。
And they made vows.
并且许愿。
They made commitments unto Christ.
他们向神有一些的承诺。
They made commitments unto God.
他们向他们的神有一些的承诺。
Now Jonah was cast overboard.
约拿他被丢到海中。
The Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah.
耶和华呢安排了一条大鱼吞下了约拿。
And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
约拿呢，在鱼肚子里面待了三天三夜。
And Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the bellies, the fish's belly.
约拿呢，在鱼腹中祷告耶和华。
And this is how he prayed.
他的祷告怎么说的？
I cried by the reason of mine affliction.
我遭遇患难，求告耶和华。
Unto the Lord.
求告耶和华。
And he heard me.
你就应允我。
How many of us, because of affliction, we cry unto the Lord?
我们当中有多少人，当我们遭遇患难的时候，我们来求告耶和华呢？
Because of Jonah's affliction,He cried unto the Lord.
当约拿他遇到患难的时候，他会求告耶和华。
Now Jonah was in the middle of the ocean.
约拿他在大海当中。
How good could he swim?
他能够游得多远呢？
And a fish swallowed him up.
这时候也是大鱼把他吞下去。
He was in a bad condition.
他在一个很糟糕、很糟糕的情况之下。
It was hopeless.
他一点希望都没有。
There was nothing he could do.
他在鱼肚子里面没什么事情他能够做的。
The situation was out of his control.
这整个的情形都是他没办法来控制。
And he made statements about his condition.
他对他的环境呢有一些的有一些的描述。
In Jonah's prayer,
在约拿的祷告当中
，He told the Lord，
他告诉神
，In verse 3，
在第三节里面
，Thou hast cast me into the deep，
你将我投下深渊。
In the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about.
就是海的深处，大水环绕我。
Thy billows and thy waves passed over me.
你的波浪洪涛都漫过我身。
Then in his prayer, Jonah said, I am cast out of thy sight.
他说，我从你眼前虽被驱逐。
Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple.
我仍要仰望你的圣殿。
So this is Jonah's prayer. I will yet again look to thy holy temple, toward thy holy temple.
这就是约拿的祷告。他说，我从你眼前虽被驱逐，我仍要仰望你的圣殿。
So he's going to look toward the temple.
他仰望神的圣殿。
How did Jonah know which way to look?
他怎么知道朝哪个方向去看呢？
How did Jonah know which way was the temple?
他怎么知道圣殿在哪个方向呢？
The old preachers will say Jonah knew it by faith.
这些老的牧师会告诉我们说，由于他的信心，他知道在哪个方向。
Jonah knew which way to look by faith.
由于他的信心，他知道朝哪个方向去看。
Also in verse 5, the waters compassed me about, even unto the soul. The depth closed me round about.
在第五节说，诸水环绕我。几乎淹没我，深渊围住我。
And the weeds wrapped about my head.
海草缠绕我的头。
So he went down to the bottoms of the mountains.
所以我下到山根。
You know, some of the mountains, the bottom of the mountain is in the sea, the bottom of the sea.
有些山根确实是在海里面的。
Jonah also said,
约拿同时又说,
The earth with her bars was about me forever.
地的门将我永远的关注。
Yet thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God.
耶和华我的神啊，你却将我的性命从坑中救出来。
So all the corruption, being in the belly of the fish,
他在鱼的肚子里面，就像在坑中一样。
Jonah said, you brought me up from that corruption.
约拿说，你把我从里面救出来。
Verse 7. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord.
我心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华。
And my prayer come unto thee.
我的祷告进入你的圣殿。
Now, look at verse 8.
我们再看看第八节。
Noah's condition, there was no hope.
在他们的情形之下，好像没什么希望了。
He was in the fish's belly.
他在鱼的肚子里面。
Seaweed wrapped around his head.
这些海草呢，缠住他的头。
He could observe those things.
他就看到他周围的这些景况。
You would give up.
你就说放弃算了吧。
But Jonah said that they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy.
可是呢，约拿却说，那信奉虚无之神的人远离弃怜爱他们的主。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢?
Do you want to forsake your own mercy?
我们希望离弃我们的主吗?
You've got the mercy of the Lord.
我们有神的怜悯在我们的身上。
But they that observe vanities,
但是那些信奉虚无之神的人,
forsake their own mercy.
离弃怜爱他们的主。
Now Jonah could have thought about all the weeds on his head.
约拿他可以想到那些在他头上的海藻。
Being in the belly of the fish.
同时在鱼的肚子里面。
It sounds very real.
这想起来是非常的非常的真实。
It was real.
也是真实的。
But Jonah called upon God.
但是这个时候约拿他却呼喊他的主。
And Jonah gives us a little truth.
约拿给我们一些真实。
They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy.
那些信奉虚无之神的人会离弃怜爱他们的主。
So Jonah, by faith,
因为借着约拿的信心
put aside his condition.
他能够把他周围的环境放下。
And he looked to God.
他能够仰望他的主。
He looked to mercy of God.
他仰望怜爱他们的主。
And he said, I will sacrifice unto God.
他说我必用感谢的声音献祭于你。
And the Lord prepared a fish.
神预备了一只大鱼。
Now, Jonah came into the city of Nineveh and said, yet 40 days.
现在约拿进了城，然后宣告说，再等40天。
40 is the number for testing.
40是一个测验的数字。
Moses went 40 days up in the Mount Sinai.
摩西在西乃山上40天。
Israel, the children of Israel were in the desert 40 years.
以色列人在旷野里面游荡了40年。
And Jesus was 40 days after he was baptized in the wilderness.
耶稣在旷野里面40天当他受洗了以后。
When Nineveh heard the preaching of Jonah,
当尼尼人听到了约拿所说的。
They repented.
他们悔改了。
Even the king repented.
甚至尼尼微城的王他也悔改了。
The king made a decree to repent.
他甚至发下通告对城说。
Here's what they believed in Jonah chapter 3 verse 9.
在约拿第三章第九节提到他们所相信的事。
Who can tell if God will turn and repent?
或者神转意后悔不发念怒。
And turn away his fierce anger that we perish not.
使我们不至灭亡。
This sounds similar to what the people on the ship believed.
这跟在船上的那些水手所相信的是非常的类似。
If we call upon God, we'll perish not.
如果我们能够求告我们的神，或许神会纪念我们，而不至于灭亡。
And God saw their works.
然后神看到了他们的行为。
God was watching.
神正在查看。
He saw their works.
神查看了他们的行为。
They turned from their evil way.
见他们离开了恶道。
They turned from evil.
他们离开了恶道。
And so, God spared Nineveh.
于是神就不将灾祸降于他们。
Now, Jonah, he was displeased.
是呢，这个时候约拿却大大的不高兴。
Now, what did Jonah believe?
约拿他所相信的是什么呢?
Look at the last part of this verse.
我们看一看这一节经节的后面他怎么说的。
Jonah said, I knew that thou art a gracious God.
他说我知道你是有恩典。
Merciful.
有怜悯的神。
Slow to anger and of great kindness.
不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
And repentest of the evil.
并且后悔不降所说的灾。
And he also said, this is why he fled.
他同时也说，这就是我急速逃往他斯去的原因。
Jonah didn't like Nineveh.
原来他一点都不喜欢尼尼微城。
But the Lord loved Nineveh.
可是神却喜爱尼尼微城。
And the Lord sent a prophet.
于是神差遣了一位先知。
And Nineveh, the people of Nineveh stand today.
然后今天尼尼微城的尼尼微城里面的人呢，他们仍然站立。
Now, Jonah, now he was praying, I beseech thee, take my life.
现在呢，约拿呢，他却祷告说，求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。
But look at the Lord.
可是怎么说呢？
The Lord said to Jonah, very in much love.
神却以充满慈爱的话语对他说话。
In much kindness.
非常的有恩典的。
In much grace.
非常的慈爱。
Dost thou well to be angry?
对他说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？
Those are words of love to Jonah.
那却是爱的话语对约拿来说。
Those are words of grace to Jonah.
这是有恩典的话语。
And the Lord was dealing with him. Dost thou well? Is it good for you to be angry?
神却这么说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？
So there, God was dealing with Jonah.
神在对付约拿。
Now in the New Testament, we find that mercy rejoiceth against judgment.
在新约我们发现、这些、怜悯呢是向审判夸胜的。
In this account, we find that the ship was going to be broken up by the sea, judgment, because of Jonah fleeing from the presence of the Lord.
由于约拿他逃离神的面，所以这原本的遭遇应该是整个船会沉到海里面去。
But the mercy of the Lord brought a plan.
但是神却有他的计划。
Throw Jonah overboard.
把约拿丢到海里。
They didn't perish in the sea.
他们却不致灭亡。
The people of Nineveh responded to the message of Jonah.
在尼尼微城的人，他们回应约拿的信息。
The people of Nineveh did not perish, but repented.
因此尼尼微的城、他们悔改了而不致灭亡。
Nineveh turned from their wickedness.
尼尼微城的人呢，他们转离他们原本的恶。
And turned to God.
而转向神。
Jesus, when he was on the face of the earth,
当耶稣在这个世界上的时候呢，
Jonah was a sign unto the people of Nineveh.
约拿是尼尼微城的一个神迹。
And Jesus was a sign to his generation.
可是耶稣却是这个世代的神迹。
Jesus preached, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye.
耶稣他、跟他们宣告，日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改。
And believe the gospel.
相信这个福音。
Here we find in Chronicles, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves.
在这里、在、历代志下讲到说，如果这称为我名下的民若是自卑祷告寻求我的面。
Pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways.
祷告寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行。
Then I will hear from heaven.
我必从天上垂听。
Forgive their sin.
赦免他们的罪。
And heal their land.
医治他们的地。
A beautiful promise.
这是一个非常美的应许。
And the Lord says, now mine eyes are open.
主现在说，我的眼睛，我必睁眼看。
And my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place.
侧听在此处所献的祷告。
Also the Lord wants good for us. And you can read that in Jeremiah 29.
神所怀的意念呢都是对我们有益的意念。他说你可以在耶利米书第29章读到。
The Lord has thoughts for us.
他说神对我们有怀美好的意念。
Also in Jeremiah, if you seek me and find me,You'll seek me and find me.
在耶利米书二十九章，他说：“你们寻求我，专心的寻求我。”
When you search for me with all your heart.
当你们专心的寻求我的时候。
You put your heart into it.
你专心的去寻求他，用心的去寻求他。
So there you have the account of Noah.
所以我们现在大概知道约拿的故事。
And we too, like Nineveh, like the shipmen, we should turn our hearts to God.
我们也就像尼尼微城，像那些船上的船员一样，我们应该远离我们的恶行。
We have the preaching of Jonah.
我们听到了约拿的宣告。
We have the preaching of Jesus.
我们听见了耶稣的宣告。
And we have the Bible.
同时我们还有圣经这本书。
We should turn to God.
我们应该转向我们的神。
And we should pray for our nation.
我们想应该为我们的国家来祷告。
I want to close it with this. In praying for the nation, we could do like was done in 2015 and 2016.Where Mr. Graham.
在我结束的时候呢，我想跟大家分享一下，我们应该就像在2015年、2016年的时候，这个格里汉先生呢，他们做了一件事。
He led in prayer for our nation.
他带领了一个我们国家的祷告会。
In every state.
他到每一个州。
He led in a prayer of repentance.
他带领一个忏悔的祷告。
He led in a prayer of turning to God.
他带领着我们转向神的祷告。
And so I'll close with this.
我在结束的时候，我们一起来。
We should live for Almighty God.
我们想为主而活。
And we should pray for our nation. Repent.
我们应该悔改，为着我们的国祷告。
Repent of our wickedness.
为我们的恶行来悔改。
I'll pray shortly. Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We turn our hearts away from wickedness.
我们要转移我们的心，不再向那些邪恶的事。
We turn from sin.
我们转移邪恶。
We turn to live for you.
我们要转向活着为你而活。
Lord, we pray for mercy.
主，我们向你要求更多的怜悯。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Forgive our sin.
原谅我们的过错。
And heal our land.
医治我们的大地。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告以耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
我们唱一首回应的诗歌，是叫。